فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Hello, good day everyone. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio. In today's episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please stay tuned.
شما نگاه کنید قرآن کریم رو حضرت ابراهیم خلیل الرحمن
Look at the noble Quran. Ibrahim, the friend of the all-merciful Khalilullah, is the source of all perfection and a gathering of all virtues. But when God wants to describe him in the Quran, what is the first quality he mentions about him? Indeed, Ibrahim was forbearing, tender-hearted, and patient. Ibrahim was a man of helm, or in another expression, Ibrahim was tender-hearted and forbearing. When Ibrahim came before me, God says, he had sighs, he had burning passion, he had lamentation, he had tears, and when he went among people, he was forbearing, tolerant, he bore people's wrongdoings, he accepted people's faults. Sometimes the Quran even mentions specific examples of Ibrahim's hell. Look at Surah Al-Maryam. God Almighty says, Ibrahim said to his guardian Azar, some say Azar was Ibrahim's uncle, his guardian, he was forbidding evil. Ibrahim was forbidding Azar from evil, saying, O my father, do not worship that which does not hear, does not see, and avails you nothing. My father, there has come to me knowledge that has not come to you, so follow me, and I will guide you to the straight path. O my father, do not worship Satan. Indeed, Satan has been disobedient to the all-merciful Allah.
دائم ابراهیم نهی از منکر میکرد شیطان رو نپرست دنبال شیطان نرو بت نپرست دنبال آنچه که
ابراهیم kept forbidding evil Do not worship Satan, do not follow Satan, do not worship idols, do not follow that which neither sees nor hears nor benefits nor harms you. Azar became tired. He gave a harsh response to Ibrahim as the Quran says. Azar said, If you do not desist, I will surely stone you. Go away from me for a long time. I do not want to see you anymore. Stay away from me. What was Ibrahim's answer to this threat? What was his response to this insult? Ibrahim, the Quran says, stated, Peace be upon you. I will ask my Lord to forgive you. Indeed, he has been gracious to me. He said, I will pray for you. Peace be upon you. Some say, this is a farewell greeting. I will pray for you. I will seek forgiveness for you. When you see a sinner, let your first look be one of the seeking forgiveness, not a look of insult, not a look of humiliation. Say, O God, forgive him, he does not know. O God, forgive him, he does not understand. O God, I thank you for making me understand. O God, I thank you for making me infallible from this sin, for protecting me, and protect them too. A person's gaze toward sin should be a gaze of prayer. Of course, forbidding evil has its proper place. Ibrahim did forbid evil, but with a compassionate gaze. Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, for staying tuned with the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all, and goodbye.